Betsy, any thoughts about this? You know, we're starting to hear more about, you know, the microflora in the bowel as maybe having something to do with checkpoint inhibitors. Anything that we've learned about these extraordinary responders, and any comments about the stroke this lady had, related, unrelated?
Sure. So I think the stroke is unrelated. There's a lot of things that checkpoint inhibitors can do. And whenever we see something unusual, we always wonder if there's a link. But cardiovascular and checkpoint inhibitors is not one that's been drawn distinctly. With complete responders, we're just so happy when we see them. I think they absolutely should be studied. They're alive and doing well, except for cases like this. And so they're willing to be studied. I think it's a question we have to look into.
Well, you know, we talk about functional cure, where we get rid of the disease or we limit the disease effect enough that we can die of something else. I guess maybe that's sort of what happened here, although it seemed to happen very quickly. A couple of general questions about bladder cancer. There are 5 checkpoint inhibitors approved right now in this disease. Dave, any comments about selection of these agents? And we actually asked the audience whether they thought there's any difference between them, you know, in terms of tolerability or efficacy. And most of the audience thinks that there isn't. Dave, is there any way you can distinguish these 5 drugs? Yeah, we have clinical research, but sort of taking a step back in terms of efficacy, tolerability.
I can't pick between them at this stage, and we're not likely to have comparative trials soon. I think it's interesting, the audience have gone with Pembro, which I think has the highest level of evidence based on a positive phase 3 study, Keynote 45. And then the next commonest was Atezo, where I think that we have very good level 2 evidence, didn't hit the phase 3 mark in their trial, probably because of an issue with biomarker selection. But by the time we got that data, most of us had been using the drug for a year, and we had a comfort with it. And I had patients where I treated them for a year, they were in complete or near complete response, and I opted at that time to take them off. And I have had some progress. So I think a positive experience both with Pembro and Atezo. Nivo, Durvalumab and Avelumab are active. We don't have the same level of evidence for the last 3, and they're given every 2 weeks, which means more chair time, more having to come and look at me more often, which is never good for the patients. And we're looking at formulations of some of these drugs that'll give a higher dose at a greater interval, perhaps doubling it up for, I think we're about to get that for Nivo. And that may mean that we might consider the use of Nivo in the urothelial space a little more, same with Durvalumab.